The water from Lake Okeechobee has been degrading water quality in southwest Florida, and residents say it's been hurting businesses and their property values. The Army Corps of Engineers say they're working to minimize the releases for now, but future rain could mean even more releases towards the end of the wet season. Ernie Barnett, the interim director of the South Florida Water Management District, says new plans focus on moving water south. However, he says it's a long-term plan, which could take a lot of money.
Our hope is to alleviate to the best that we can the damages that are occurring both east and west by sending as much water south to our stormwater treatment areas and cleaning them up, and then remain vigilant in building these longer-term solutions.
But residents like Michael Goodwin from Sanibel say officials need to buy sugar land south of the lake in order to move enough water south. He says the state has missed opportunities in the past to buy the land.
Are we going to purchase that land and able to have further runoff from Okeechobee, or is that opportunity going to be passed by?
Environmentalists say currently plans to bridge another part of Tamiami Trail to move water south won't take care of enough water. The Corps and water management officials all say buying sugar land for reservoirs or for water flows would require a lot of funding and political will. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.